Again, today's daf is Chaf Hey, right? So let's take it from the bottom of Chaf Dal and Beis. The mission, I think, is a good place to start, I think. We'll go through it, and if you saw it again, we'll repeat it. The mission tells us, Chomer b'tshuma shev Yehuda. So there's a certain Chomer when it came to Tshuma. You saw in the previous mission that Kadshim, Kodesh, was more Chomer than Tshuma. But here's a certain halacha that Tshuma is more Chomer than Kodesh. How? And only in Yehuda, not in any other areas. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Ne'manim al taros yain v'shemen koymos hashana." When it comes to tahara, not tshuma, tahara of wine and oil, the entire year we believe in Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz who has a wine, who has a vineyard, he has oil, he has olive orchards. So all the oil and wine produced from there, we trust him that they were done b'tahara, u'b'shas hagisun v'abadim af al hatshuma. Now, it came during the pressing, the time where they press the oil or press the wine, we believe them even regarding Tshuma. So in other words, Tshuma, we only believe them during the season of pressing the wine and the oil. For the rest of the year, we don't believe them. But regarding Tara and Kodesh, we believe them the entire year. So we see there's a Chumrah when it comes to Tshuma with respect to Tara, where it's more of a Kula. Then the Mishnah says, Avru Agitos Vabadim. Let's say the season passes, the time for pressing the wine and the oil is no longer. And he says, no, let's say they press everything in January, for example. So he comes to you in March to sell you some wine oil. You cannot accept it from him, or let's say not sell it to you. He's trying to give it to you. It's Tshuma, your Kohen. So you get the Tshuma from the Am Haaretz. You cannot accept it from him in March. It's not the time of pressing the wine.
What about today?
Today we have no. We don't give Tshuma to Kohanim anymore. We don't know who's a real Kohen. What? You have to take the in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take it off. You have to know how to do it properly, and you can't. You have to get rid of it, but you can't give it to a Kohen because we don't know who's a Kohen. Just like challah, being mafresh challah.
But if you buy wine today, it's need to say.
If it's from Eretz Yisrael, it's supposed to has a hashgacha that was taken. Truma Maisa was taken from it. Yes. If you get an Eretz Yisrael, you have to worry about the fruit, about taking it off. So if you have to know if it's hashgacha, yes. If it's not hashgacha, you have to be careful. Like oranges, there's certain oranges that come from Eretz Yisrael. You have to know.
Whatever they sell in Gourmandland, whatever it's like, it's good.
If it's under the vod, you have to assume it's good. Okay, so then the Mishnah says. So again, they bring you wine, they bring you oil for the Tshuma some other time during the year. You cannot accept it from him. Aval manicha lagas haba. What the Am Haaretz could do is he could leave it over in his stored away for the year, and then next time January comes around, give it to the Kohen January time. Even though it was ready to give you in March, March you can't give it. If we assume it's tamei during March, that same wine left over until January comes January, which is the time for pressing the wine and the oil. Then he's allowed to give it to the Kohen. Vim amar lo hifrashti l'tocha revius kodesh neman. And let's say the Am Haaretz had a whole barrel of wine, of Tshuma, and by the way, I put a little bit of Kodesh wine here also, I mix it together, then we believe him regarding the whole thing. Because since we believe him regarding the Kodesh that's within the barrel, we believe by Kodesh all year long, through that we also believe him regarding the entire Tshuma of oil that's in there as well. So then the Mishnah says, what about the Kadeh Yayin Kadeh Shemen? What about the actual barrels, actual jugs, the Kalim? Are those going to be Tahar also, or only the wine and oil that's inside? So the Mishnah says, Kadeh Shemen, Kadeh Shemen, Hamudumos, and Rashi explains that the Gemara is going to tell us what this means, but right now it implies Mudumos means mixed, meaning Tshuma and Chulin are mixed together. So Ne'manim Aleim, B'shas Agitos, V'abadim, V'kodim L'gitos Shivim Yom. We're always going to explain this, but what it means right now, at least, if it's mixed together, so you're believed regarding the, you're believed during the time, the season of pressing the wine and the season of pressing the oil, and also 70 days prior to that, we're also believed about the status of the kalim. So it's a little bit confusing, that last part of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to break everything down. So let's go through everything in the Gemara now.
I just want to understand the actuality process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have the grapes, and you have the olives. And from that, you need to mafresh truma.
Right.
And what is the Kodesh?
Kodesh would be...
What is mixed for labor? What do you mean by Kodesh?
Kodesh is things that are, I think, designated with Hekdesh status,
same
right?
Kodesh. No. And then you mix everything up? Well, what's like, in actuality, how does it happen?
He takes some of the
truma. What's the process he takes?
He pours them into the barrel, mixes them together, the kodesh and the truma. The wine of truma, the wine of kodesh, he puts them together in the same barrel.
Whatever he designated for truma, whatever he designated to kodesh.
Exactly. Okay. So the Gemara explains now as follows. Ubi-Yehuda, the Mishnah in the beginning told us that in Yehuda, we trusted the Am Ha'aretz. So the Gemara said, Bihuda in Begalilo, my time. Why only in Yehuda would they be believed, but not in Galil? What was the difference? So remember, the Galil was up north. So Mishnah, the Gemara explains, Amar Reish Lakish Mibnesha Ritzua Shakusim Mafsekes Beneim. Because between the Galil and Yehuda, there wasn't a clean path to go in Eretz Yisrael. There was a little strip of Kusim that's right between them, that was on the border, that from go to Galil, to bring the wine from Galil, you have to go through an area which was owned by the Kusim, to get to Yehuda and eventually to Yerushalayim. So who cares about that? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, three lines from the top, Ritzua shel Eretz Ha'amim mafsekes bein Galil liYehuda, interrupts between the two of them, and separates it. V'Yerushalayim biYehudahi. Chachamim made a gzera, the Gemara talks about in a number of places, that if you take Chuma or Kudshim and you pass it through the Eretz Amim, land lived by the other nations, Kusim we're assuming right now is other nations, not Jews, so afilu shechaverim b'shemegalil einu balin esachim. It's going to be metame, by simply passing it through the Eretz Amim, it's metame. So a person, a farmer has Chuma up north, or he has Kodesh up north, he wants to designate it to the base of Mikdash, and he wants to bring it to Yerushalayim. So he goes through Galil, goes south, passes through this strip of Kusim, and gets to Yehuda. As he passes through the strip of the Kusim, it's Metame, Gzeres Chachamim. It's Metame any of this stuff. So Gemara says, we have a great Eitzah. I know how to circumvent the issue. Nisiv, the Gemara says, asks, V'nisiv besayd the Teva of Migdal. Place it in some type of box. You create an ohel, a chatzita, and it protects the oil and wine inside, and then pass it through the Eretz Ha'am and pass it through that ritsua of Kusim, and it will stay tower. It's protected from the box. And that's the way you could bring it to Yerushalayim, and we should believe them. So the Gemara says, Hamani, who authored this Mishnah? It must be Rebihi. Damar ol zarek lav shmei ohel. He holds that a throne or a moving ohel doesn't work. An ohel only works if you stand, there's a kever, and then there, let's say the opposite way, but let's say there's a kever and then there's a tree. That tree serves as an ohel. It's stationary. Or at the same time, let's say a person, there's a kever, and a person wants to be protected from the kever. He could stand under a tree and he's protected by the ohel of the tree because it's stationary. But if it's moving, that doesn't serve as an ohel. So therefore, it doesn't work to place it in a box and carry it through the Eretz Ha'amim. That's going to be metame, the chuma and the kachim. Gemara says, "The Tanya, how do we know Rebbe holds of this? Tanichnas l'Eretz Amim b'seida teva u'migdal. If a person passes through the Eretz Amim in a box, Rebbe is metame, and Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda metaher. That's the issue of the planes in Ohel passing over, let's say, a cemetery, El Al, or whatever airplanes going over a cemetery. The tumah goes ad l'rakia, and the person's in a Ohel, but it's an Ohel Zarek. Can we pass in the Ohel Zarek? Does not serve as an Ohel. It's metame." So movable boxes, movable ohels doesn't work. So that's why it's not a good etza. Whereas I got another etza. You know what you could do? Laisi bechli cheret hamukaf tzamid psil. Place it in an earthenware kli, which is completely sealed on top. And the halacha is something placed in this kli cheres tzamid psil is saved. We know this from the sugyas of mitzora. The Gemara's psukim tell us that if a mitzora is tamei in the house. Anything that's inside the kli cheres has tzamid psil, it's going to be protected. And we also have this by Tumas Ohel, Tumas Mace. So why not place it in this type of kli and seal the top? And that'll protect the wine or oil. And then pass it through the Eretz Ha'amim, pass it through the Ritzua of Kusim, and make your way to Yerushalayim. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shonin, he taught that Ein Hekdesh Nitzil Metzamid Psil. He thought that in general, you're right, the kli cheres tzamid psil, the sealed off earthenware, protects things, but does not protect Hektish. Things that are kodesh is not protected by this. Everything else is, though. So Gemara says, Hatanim, but doesn't the Brisa teach otherwise? Doesn't the Brisa imply that kodesh is protected by the tzamim psil? What does the Brisa tell us? Ein chatas nitzelis b'tzamim psil. What's chatas? Which Rashi tells us is me efer para. We had the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak that me chatas is the highest level of kedusha. So the Mishnah tells us that chatas is not protected. If you place, let's say, the ashes of paraduma, or the waters of Parduma in a tzamid psil, it's not going to be protected. Now, the implication is, my lav ha-kodesh nitzel, does that not imply but kodesh would be protected by this tzamid psil? The Gemara says, no, not true. the diyuk can be made is not to say that chatas is protected and kodesh is not protected. Kodesh is also not protected. Telling us that chatas is not protected. Hamayim sheinu mekudashim nitzolim b'tamei p'sil. But water that is not yet kodesh, that you did not, Rashi tells you, did not place the afer inside yet, would be protected. So if you remember that we spoke about the other day, has parduma work? Parduma requires some mayim chayim. You put some water from the spring in the kli, and then you take some of the paraduma, you burn it, take the ashes, place it in the water. So the halacha is telling us, only if you place the ashes in the water, and then seal it off, it won't be protected. But let's say you only place the water in first, but you have not placed the afer para in yet, and then you seal it, that water would be protected. It's only once you put the afer para, does it have a higher level kedusha, and therefore not protected. Nothing to do with kodesh. In Echanami, kodesh is also not going to be protected by the tamar psil. So we have, therefore, no good way to bring any kodesh from the Galil all the way down to Yehuda Yushalayim. So Gemara says, V'ha'amar Ula, doesn't Ula tell us, Chavre mintcham b'galila, menichen, ulechsheva aliyahu v'itarenu. So Ula says, the people who lived, the Chavre medachin, Chavre I think referred to the Chaverim, the non-Amharets, who medachin is Aramaic for Tahor, those who have Tahor Yayin and Tahor Shemin for the base of Migdash. So in the Galil, what should they do? They should place it over the side until Eliyahu comes and says it's Tahor, not Tamer. So in other words, we don't really know the answer. This is a question, I guess.
No, he said that people mix oil and wine in Galil in order to bring it to Beit HaMikdash. Now, based on what we say, how come? Uh-huh. He cannot.
Okay.
That's the question.
So he said, what he means to say, like this, Hamar Ula, Chavre Mitchan Vugalila. Doesn't he say that people in Galil can do it? Says the Gemara, no, he's referring to Ula means.
B'bai Shlishi.
B'bai Shlishi.
Yeah, they really. That's why I think they talk about the Chaveirim. They're waiting for B'bai Shlishi, so they want to have this stuff ready. So the question is, why are they bothering if they're in the Galil? They can't bring it anyway.
They say B'bai Shlishi.
Uh-huh.
It says when the Holy Temple will be rebuilt.
Uh huh.
So.
How can they do it, you're saying? Because
why should they do it if they're not going to be able to bring it anyway? Because of
So Ula is suggesting people to do it right now in preparation for Bai Shlishi.
Well, he says they are doing it.
Oh, they are doing it. Uh-huh.
Why are they bothering if they can't bring it, if they won't be able to bring it anyway?
So the answer would be then that Menichen Uluch Shivo Eliyahu Viterenu, Eliyahu is going to come and be Metaher it. He's going
land,
to.
He'll Tamer that strip of land.
Uh huh. Right, and Rashi says, Shem Yevol Yahu, V'yira lehen shvil ba she'eno me'eretz amim. He's going to show them the right path, which will not be considered the eretz amim, the proper path to take to get to Yerushalayim. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara now, quotes from the Mishnah, U'bishas hagisos ne'manim af ahachuma. During the time, the season, they would press the wine and press the oil, the amherets were believed, even by the chuma they'd be believed. So asks the Gemara, U'minhi, don't we have a brayse that says otherwise, Hagomer Zesav, a person who completes pressing the olives, Yishayer Kupa Achas, he should leave over one box, V'yinenu La'ani Kohen, and give that to an Ani Kohen. So, what's this? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'yinenu La'ani Kohen. V'yirenu Shalo Huchshar Zesim, you show him the Ani Kohen that you was not Machshe yet, which means that there was no water or wine that got to the grapes yet, or the olives yet, rather, so it's not going to become tame. It's vade tahor. V'akoin yasenu b'tara, and the coin takes these olives and eats them b'tara. Alma b'shasa gitzos v'abadim ein nemanim. So we see, even during the season of pressing the wine, they're not believed. Isn't this Bryce talking about the season where they press the olive and wine, yet the Amharis has to prove to the Kohen it wasn't Tame. Well, he shouldn't have to prove anything. Didn't we say across the board we always believe them? There's no need to prove anything. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, lo kasha, ha becharfi, ha be'afli. Depends. One referring to a charfi, a charif, sharp, one of the earlier grown olives, and one's afli is referring to the older ones. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Ba'afli is shekvar avriz man hagitos, l'ruba d'alma kamar d'lom hemen. It's talking about where most people have stopped pressing the olives, and therefore it's afli, it's older, so no longer is considered in the season of the pressing. That's why we don't believe him, he has to prove it. But the other case of charfi, we're talking about, when it's mamish during the season, for most people it's still the season, then we believe him. Okay? Then the Gemara says, Amar li Rav Ad de Barava Kagon Mai, Like, what was an example of which one, the Afli or the Charfi? Let's see. Ki osan shel beis avicha, like the those of your father's house. Are those of your father's house? Are Charfi or Afli? Where's Rashi? Oh, ki shel beis avicha Afli havu. That those are examples of Afli. Those are the radia that are old, that we do not believe the Am Aretz, that they are tahor. I think Gemara suggests another answer. Rav Yosef Amar b'Galila shanano, referring to in the Galil, because we already said before, only in Yehuda do you believe them to be tahor. But if they're found in the Galil, we don't believe them. So the case that we're talking about in the Brayso, that you have to prove to the Ani Kohen that they're kosher, that they're tahor, that's referring to those grapes, the olives that are found in the Galil. In Yehuda, you're believed entirely during the Shas Agitos. Ask the Gemara on the second answer, Esive Abaye. Abaye says, Avar Hayarden, the Galil, Harehin Yehuda. So let's say it passes through the Yarden, and the Galil, they have the same status as the Yehuda.
To where it passed?
Sorry?
From the Yarden, Galil, to where?
To Yehuda.
Shalim?
I imagine so, yeah. So, Ne'manim al Hayayin b'shas Hayayin, v'al Shemen b'shas Hashemen. So we see, if you go against them, even though we said, but the Galil, you shouldn't take it, but let's say the person brought the wine and the olives and grapes from the Galil, and it was pressing, so we believe them. But you don't believe the wine during the time of the oil, and the oil during the time of the wine. So what's the kasha here? So you see from here that even that from the Galil is believed during the Shas of Lechachila. We say don't bring anything, we don't believe you, Lechachila, but the evidence person did bring it, we believe them even for the Galil. So that tells us how the answer of Rav Yosef isn't good enough, because Rav Yosef said there's a difference. The Galil is never believed, and Yehuda is always believed. And the Gemara says, no, even the Galil could also be believed by the Yevet.
Wait, this is yeah. In the Galil, or this is if you pass from the Galil to Yehuda?
Well, I think Avar HaYard in the Galil, I thought meant he passed.
Because we said if you pass, you're going through Ritzuvah Shal Kusin.
That was, I guess, only the Chachila, but B'diyeved sounds like we accepted B'diyeved. No, it's Avar HaYard, I'm sorry, Avar HaYard in the Galil.
So it's in Avar HaYard. In other words, if a Kohen takes it in Avar HaYard or takes it in Galil, then it's cute.
Right, that's Avar HaYard. So the question to this, I guess, is that if we trust him in Avar Yardin and the Galil, so how do we understand that as a mission? The mission only tells us Yehuda. This Brisa goes against our reading of the mission of them. So I guess
But that's only in regards to the Mishnah was talking about Yain and Zetim, right?
Right.
And now he's talking about a different case already, no?
Yeah, but we said above that we made a dig, and the Mishnah says only in Yehuda we trusted, not in the Galil.
In regards to Yain and Zetim.
Right, but this Bryce is also referring to that, yeah, isn't it? So it sounds like this is rejecting Reish Lakish above also.
Maybe a different stage of the Yain and the Zetim.
No, I think we're talking about Shas HaGitos.
Gitot, what is Gitot again?
There's the wine press, I think so.
And before was what? Wine ready?
No, I think we're talking about right now, the season of getting everything ready and the rest of the year. So this seems to be a Kash even according to... Reish Lakish, then. I guess we're going back on that premise as well. That even in Galil we're trusted. I don't know. So either way, we proof in this Brisa somehow. I have to figure out how that works. I don't see Tosfos addressing this. But it seems the way it works is that even the fruit from Galil is believed to be Tahor. So the Gemara says, Ella, therefore, Mechavrsa, Kedashinu, and Meikara. We're going to go back to the other answer of the which fruit are kosher, which ones are Tahor, which ones are not. Versus it's dependent if they're old versus the new. The newer olives during the height of the season, we believe the Amaretz. If it's the end of the season where most people already have gotten rid of their produce, then we do not believe the Amaretz. And he has to prove that they're Tahar.
Sounds like then it's only Kasher Rav Yosef.
Only Kasher Rav Yosef.
The Gemara's answer is okay, so then answer like Rav Nachman.
The question is, how do we deal with it according to Reish Lakish then? We're missing an important point here. Sure. I don't know. Okay, let's go weiter. Yeah, the Amik try to figure it out. So then the Gemara says the bottom of Chaf Hamad Aleph, Avru hagitos v'abadim v'vilo chavis shel yain lo yikabenu mehemenu aval menichel agat haba. The Mishnah told us that let's say the Amharic tried giving to the Kohen, except from him, but the Amharic could leave it over in his storage until the next season comes and give that same wine back to the Kohen, which is just a fascinating thing, that the status of the chefsik changes tumah tara depending on what season you're giving it. So Gemara says, Bai minei mirav sheshis. The answer is the following question. Let's say the Kohen accepted it anyways during the incorrect season where we don't trust him. Can the Kohen himself leave it over in his own storage place and then he's allowed to eat from it when the new season comes around? So Amar Lahu Tanisua, they bring a brayso that tells us that Chavir v'am haaretz sheyarshu es avim am haaretz. So you have two brothers, one's learned, one's not learned, and their father died and they're inheriting his property. So Am Aretz Yachal Lomar Lo, the Am Aretz could say to his brother, the Chaver, Tol Ata Chitin Shebemakom Ploni, you take the wheat that's found in this location, Vani Chitin Shebemakom Ploni, I'm going to take the wheat found in another location. Or he could say, Tol Ata Yayin Shebemakom Ploni, Vani Yayin Shebemakom Ploni, I'll take the wine here, and you take the wine in the other location. That's all permitted to be said. What he can say is, though, Aval Lo Yomar Lo, he can't say, Tol Ata Lach, you take the moist olives, Vani Yavesh, I'll take the dry ones. Tol ata chitin, you take the wheat, v'ani yisar, and I'll take the barley. So, why is it not permitted? Let's see. So if you look at Rashi, we read through the top Rashi, he'll explain to us the issue of Brera. Rashi writes, Yachal lomar lo tol ata chitin b'makom ploni, shiyodeh behen shuchsharo, where they know they already huchshar, which means that it already came into contact with some type of liquid, where if somebody tummy touched it, the food's going to be tame. They know that. And I'm going to take from a place where I know it wasn't hukshu yet. The chaim dechad mino, he ain't into the same species. Brera, we could say retroactively, it was already decided. We could decide now what was decided beforehand. But what he can't do is he can't switch tame with tahor. That's a little confusing. However, b'shnei minim, two species, ain lomar brera. You can't say brera. D'chshemes avi nafal chelak gazeb chelak gazeb b'chol minim v'nimsa chaver zeb machliv v'lo v'over b'lfen iva lo titei miksha. What's the problem here? Problem is the chaver is going to, by him allowing his brother Am Haaretz to have the tamei struma, tamei kajim, he's going to be violating b'lfen iva, you know, basically giving to him something that's tamei, that he's going to eat something that's aser to eat. So that's aser. But if it's the same min, if it's both chitim, then we could say that it already was decided the father died, that I'm getting a certain part of the wheat, you're getting part of the wheat. But when the two different minim, wheat versus barley, we can't say that. It was the way it works at the time of Misa is that everyone has a certain chelak within each min. We each have the 50% of the wheat, we each have 50% of the barley. But if I'm going to take all the barley, you're going to take all the wheat, that's in essence me switching 50% of the barley for 50% of the wheat. And that's switching. That's already me exchanging, which is lifnei iver. Within 1 min, that's okay because we already had, we didn't define where they were, but we all had a 50% share of each min. That's what the Gemara is explaining. That's not the ikar point right now, though. Then what happens is the Gemara says, Vitani Allah, the Brisa says on this, that Oso Chavir Sorif Halach Umaniach Ziyavish. That chaver has to burn the lach, burn the moist grapes. Because anything that's moist again tells us that halacha is for food to become tameh, has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. So if it's lach, that means it has water on it, has wine on it. So that he can't eat it, it's tameh, he has to burn it. But the dry ones that never came into contact with any liquid, that he's allowed to keep. So ask the Gemara now, why does he have to burn the lach fruit? Yenichena legasaba. Maybe you should leave over the food till the next season of pressing, the next season everything's finished, and then we say it's going to be Tam Ketor. Must be that the Kohen can't leave it over. Only the Am Haaretz could leave over the Tamei stuff till the next season, but the Kohen cannot accept it and leave it over for the next season. Says the Gemara, we're talking about specifically, B'davar She'ein Lo Gas. He's talking about a situation where there is no gas, where there is no season where we say it's Tar. Wine and oil, we said, has a special season where we say they're completely Tar. We're talking about wheat and barley, where there is no such season where we say it's completely tahor. That's the situation we're talking about. But Ein Echanami, if we were talking about wine, we were talking about oil, he would be allowed to leave it over in his own property, the Kohen, till the next season where it's tahor. The Gemara said, what about V'yanichenu L'regel? leave it over to the regel. Melacha is that during the regel, everyone's tower. There's no tumas am haaretz b'shas regel, the Gemara tells us. So leave it over to the next regel, and then he could eat it. The Gemara says we're talking about a type of fruit is she'ena mishtamer, b'davar she'ena mishtamer l'regel. It's some type of food that won't be preserved until the next regel. It's right after Pesach. He's got to wait. It's right after Shavuos. He needs to wait until Sukkot till the next regel, and it's a hot summer. It's not going to stay over well, so he has to do something with it. So he has to therefore burn it since he has no other way around it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "V'amar hifrashi latocha revius kodesh neman." If the Amharz tells us that here's a barrel of truma wine, and by the way, I placed some kodesh wine in here also, he's believed that the entire barrel of wine is going to be kosher. It's going to be tahor. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah tells us there in Olos, Modin Beishamei Beisilah, they both agree, Shed Botkin Lose Pesach, Vein Botkin Loche Chuma. That you check for those who are on their way to perform Karban Pesach, but you do not check for those who are on their way to eat Chuma. What do you mean, Botkin? So the Gemara tells us, my Botkin, what does it mean, Botkin? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Menafech Adam Beisa Pras Veholech. Nacha means to blow with your mouth. That the halacha is that a person passing through a Beis HaPras, which is an area that once had a cemetery, and the cemetery got lost, it got trampled. So there's a concern there might be some bones that's plowed over. There might be some bones on top, which makes a person tummy. He has to walk along the path and blowing all the things away, so there might be a saora, a etzem kasora, a little piece of bone that's the size of a barley kernel. He has to blow it away to make sure he doesn't step on it. So he has to bodkin only when it comes to Osei Pesach, you have to be bodkin, you have to check and blow your way through this. When it comes to Chuma, though, Eino Botkin, we do not rely on this. He's not allowed to pass through a Beis HaPras if he's on the way to do Chuma. Okay, why not? Because the issue is, when it comes to Karban Pesach, it's a time of the essence. He needs to get everything done. He only has so much time. It's one day. If he gets tummy now, he's not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So we allow him to rely on this idea of blowing his way through the path. When it comes to Chuma, worst case scenario, he's on the way to eat Chuma at someone's house. He passed through the Beis HaPras. Now he's tummy. So he goes, he does the paraduma and waits 7 days. He's allowed to wait. There's no urgency to eat the chuma right away. He's allowed to wait. So that's why only by Karban Pesach do we allow him to do the botkim, this blowing, but not by the Ochle chuma. That's all according to the opinion of Shmuel. Comes along Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Mishmei de'ula, Amar, Beis HaPras Shenidash, Tahor, Leose Pesach. So they said, no, Beis HaPras Anidash, that was trampled over, and we assume by trampled over this Beis HaPras, any bones that were left was either crushed or buried or out of the way. It's a whole completely clean path now. And when it comes to Pesach, they're allowed to walk through fine because the urgency of getting the Karban Pesach done. So the Gemara says now, I explain the reasoning, Lo hamidu divrem b'makum kares lo chuma. Sorry, it's really like Lo say Pesach lo hamidu divrem b'makum kares. When it came to the issue of Karis, the Chum did not uphold their bottom. The halacha was that if you go through Beis HaPras Shenidash, the cemetery that was trampled over where there seems to be no tomb anymore, they made this path, they said it's still going to be us or to walk through, it's still going to become Tamei Midir Banam. They said when it comes to doing the Karban Pesach, which has a Chi of Karis, if you don't do it, they said there's no that Gzeir doesn't exist, there's no Tumas the Rabbanim. When it comes to doing the chuma, which is only has a misa attached to it, if a person eats it, the tame is only a misa, there they upheld their the tuma derabanan, and you cannot pass through this and eat chuma afterwards. Okay. I know, confusing, but we're doing our best. So the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu asks the following question to the Gemara. Badak lepischo mao shiyocho b'chumaso. Interesting question the Gemara asks. Let's say he checks with regard to the Pesach, is he allowed to rely on that to eat the Chuma? So the guy's walking, let's say it's Yudal Nisan, and he's walking through to do the Karban Pesach. He's allowed to pass through this Beis HaPras because he's doing the Pesach. Now once he's allowed to pass through the Beis HaPras, and we don't assume he's Tameh for the Pesach, or we also believe him now, he's also, even though in general, if he passed through, he wouldn't be able to eat the Chuma, now since it's Erev Pesach, and he's doing the Pesach, could he also eat the Chuma? So Gemara says, Ula Amar, Badak Lepischa, Mutter, Lecha b'chumaso. Yes, you pass through the Beis HaPras. Once you're allowed to do the chuma, sorry, once you're allowed to perform the Karban Pesach, mimela, you're also allowed to eat the chuma. But Rabba bar Ula, Rabba the son of Ula, Amar Badak Lepischa, Asa Lecha b'chumaso. No, we split the two up. You're only allowed to do the Karban Pesach. When it comes to the eating of the chuma, you're usher to eat the chuma. You have to go through the process of Paraduma. So Amalei Ahu Saba, a certain elder once said, or said to, I'm not sure who he said to, Lo Tiflog Alea Dula. Don't argue, I guess he says to Rabbah, who is the son of Ula, don't argue on your father Ula. Maybe it's not Rabbah the son, or maybe it's a different Ula. But don't argue in Ula, he says to Rabbah. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Kavasai, there's a Mishnah that supports the opinion of Ula, that we trust in even regarding the Chuma. What's the Mishnah? Im Amar Freshti Latochal Ruvius Kovdesh, Neman, our Mishnah, that if the Amar says, I place some Kodesh in this barrel of Chuma, he believed regarding even the Chuma. So Alma, Mid Mehemin a Kodesh, Mehemin Nami a Chuma. From the fact that we believe in regarding the Kodesh, we believe in regarding the rest of the oil, which is the rest of the wine, which is only Chuma. Hachanami, Mid Mehemin a Pesach, Mehemin Nami a Chuma. So here also, if he's believed, he's Tahor with respect to the Kodesh, with respect to the Karban Pesach, he's also going to be believed in Tahor with respect to the Chuma as well.
A little funny, because I mean, we had the Mishnahs a few bodies ago that said all these different things where a person can be tummy for this, tar for this, but not tar for this, tar for this, but not tar for that. You know, different dargos in tumah and tar. So why is the Gemara like uncertain that we could break it up in this way and say the same person has a mixed status, that for truma he's tummy, but for truma he's
Well, this case is, it's the opposite, because we're trusting him for the Kodesh, the higher level, so it makes sense to go for the lower level. All the cases were there were the lower to the higher. So that might be part of the Gemara's questioning. So the Gemara says, now quotes from the Mishnah, Kadeh Yain and Kadeh Shemen, the status of the actual jugs. So the Gemara explains now, Tan, the Braisa tells us, Ein emanim lo al hakankanim, lo al they're not believed about the kankanim, the jugs. I don't know exactly the difference between the kankanim versus kadim, but different types of jugs. They're not believed regarding the kankanim, and they're also not believed regarding the chuma that's inside the kankanim. So Gemara wants to understand, what's the case of kankanim here? Kankanim demai. E kankanim de kodesh, if they're referring to kankanim of kodesh, that holding kodesh inside, wine that goes to the mizbeach. Migo de mehemen kodesh mehemen amea kankanim. Well, once they're believed about the wine of kodesh that's inside, then they should also be believed about the kankanim which are holding the wine. So that can't be the case where we don't believe them about kankanim. So when don't we believe them about kankanim? Ela kankanim de chuma. It must be that referring to the kankanim and chuma. Or so that's pshita also. That seems pretty obvious. Hasha at chuma lo mehemin, a kankanim mehemin. If we don't believe them regarding the chuma that's within the kankanim, so we're also not going to believe them about the kankanim themselves. So again, what is Bryce is talking about? Ela bere kanim de kodesh ubishari mosashana. Will be Mileim the Chuma Bishasagitas. Referring to empty kankanim that used to be used for Kodesh during the entire year. So we only regarding only time we believe kankanim of Kodesh is when the kankanim are actually full with Kodesh. Once the kankanim are emptied of its contents, the kankanim stand alone now, we don't believe them anymore about the kankanim. When it comes to the kankanim of Chuma, even if they're full of Chuma, and during the Shasagitas, we also don't believe them regarding the kankanim holding the chuma. Let's look at Rashi here. Rashi writes, let's see. Uvim leyen chuma b'shas agitos. Why is that full? When it's full of chuma, we don't believe them regarding the kankanim. Sha'afa pishalo gazru al ha-chuma osam b'shas agitos b'pnei hafzit kankanim chavereim. So even though they were not gozer on Shuma during the Shasagitos, because no quantum of anything to eat it the whole year, they need at least something to eat, some type of Shuma to eat. So therefore, when you lose a lot of the Shuma, they were not believed regarding the Kankanim. When the Amharts wants to give, here's a jug of oil, you don't accept the jug, rather, aval ma'arin osoloch kelim, they bring their own kelim. You see Mishnahs like this. The Kohen would come with this kli, and the Amharts would come with his jug of oil and pour the oil into the kli of the Kohen. Which is a fascinating thing, that here also, we see the chuma, the wine itself is kosher, is tower, but the kankanim is not tower. We're being mechalik, and even though they're touching each other, that's how the gzeira was instituted. Now the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Tana, kade yain, kade shemen, hamudumos, the jugs of wine, the jugs of oil, that mudumos, which literally means mixed together, maila mudumos de chuma, is not referring to where it's mixed of chuma, and therefore what? Even though it has chuma in it, we still believe them regarding the kadim. Our bais above said the kankanim is referring to the kankanim of Chuma. We don't believe in regarding kankanim. Bar Mishnah told us we believe them regarding the kadim. We can trust the kadim of the Amharetz, even though there's Chuma inside, because Medumalis means referring to mixed up with Chuma. So Gemara says, no, Amir Debe Rebbe Chiya, Medumas de Kodesh. No, it's not mixed up with Chulin and Chuma. It's Chulin and Kodesh inside them. And since you're referring to Kodesh in the Mishnah, that's why we believe them regarding the Kadim also, even the Kalim. But Einachanayim, but Chuma, we never trust the Amarites regarding Kalim of Chuma. Gemara says, Umika Dimua le Kodesh. Do we ever find such a concept of Kodesh? Dimua means mixture. We only find Chuma and Chulin is referred to Dimua, mixing Chulin and Chuma together. Where do we find ever that Kodesh is referred to, Kodesh and Chulin is referred to a Dimua? So Gemara says, what do you mean? We have Amar Debe Rabbi Eli, Debe Matayr, as Tivlo, Li Talmimenu Nesachim. We have such a concept that Rabbi Eli has a statement that a person's Matayr, his Tevel, to take from it Nesachim. So we see that even by Kodesh, we have the Lashon of Tevel. Tevel means something that's untied. Lashon of Dimua and Tevel come from the same place, something that's still mixed together. If the Chulin and Chuma mixed together, we also have the same concept of Tevel and Dimua applying to Kodesh and Chulin mixed together. So we have such a concept, and that's our mission referring to, again, the Kadim of Kodesh and not the Kadim of Chuma.
A couple of bodies ago, we had the Akasha, when we were talking about the Kulcheres, I think it's the Shamashit, or someone who said that the food becomes Tahor, but the Kalim or Katame, or vice versa. And then the other one asked on him, he said, how is it possible that you could have such a Malach? This was Shua, they were defending Bisulam Bishamah.
I remember this, okay.
Okay.
Wish I did, okay. So the Gemara says now, the last part of the mission was that Kodum Nagitas Shivam Yom. So in addition to believing them regarding the wine and oil that was given during the these times of the seasons when it was pressed, we also believe them 70 days prior to the season. So Amar Bai Shmamina, we learn from here that Dinahu, it's logical, it makes sense, it's a good idea. Dilua Arisa Lemitrach Agufa Shivim Yom and Mikami Metarsa. Mina Dinahu Diluya, which is Lashon Diluya, it's also, I think, good, it's beneficial. Arisa, it's good for the Arisa, the sharecropper, I guess. Lemitrach, to be involved, Agulfe. Agulfe, Rashi tells us, is. Rashi doesn't tell us what agufi means. Is there a definition of agufi? The kalim, I'm guessing. The press? The
vessels.
The vessel, okay. He should be involved in the vessels. Shivim yom kome
mitzarasa.
The barrel. The barrel?
Yeah.
Okay, so he should be involved with the barrel, I guess cleaning the barrel, 70 days prior to atzarasa, referring to atzaras, literally, shavuos. That was the time, a season, I guess?
The pressing.
The pressing, okay. I'm not sure, was that done during the time of atzaras? Why is it called atzarta? I'm not sure. But 70 days prior to the season, they would already start preparing the kalim. The barrels is a good idea. That's the good time. You need a lot of time to prepare for it. That's what we learned from the Mishnah here. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Gemara Chesima Tova.